today we are going to have a little chat about waste. Waste that continues to affect not only the current generation, but the generations to come. The heart of this lies in the Congressional Pick Book of 2021. Or if you want to go further back, check out the Pick Book 2020. If you're wondering where your taxpayer funds go, from arts and history to even expenditures, we are still in the dark. Unfortunately, we've come to develop a habit in finding out things a little too late, especially when the damage is already done. Too many damn earmarks for things that really don't better society. The debt ceiling continues to rise, and the issues with housing, the environment, and other basic needs are being pushed aside because, you guessed it, earmarks. $232,725,000 for the NED, which is known as the National Endowment for Democracy. Yep, that's over $200 million for democracy. To what end have we seen an improvement on the issues that have continued to persist for over 75 years, Do we have more stock in affordable housing? No, the rents have been getting hiked up because of their serious lack of perspective when it comes to who is greatly affected. When you jack up the tax rate, or in many cases, different commodities, and this is especially involving the Biden administration, adding new taxes brings more instabilities that cause more harm to those that are already struggling. For example, according to new data from financial analysts, an average family of four for the next 2 years is going to need an extra $700 to $850 in emergency funds. And more so even after that, a single person is going to need a standalone salary of at least $85,000 to $95,000 to handle the inflation rates that will continue to rise. Fortunately, not everyone can do a 9-to-5, much less have access to online tools that can help them generate a residual income. The fact of the matter is, wealth is still being manipulated to remain in the hands of a very few. A lot of people know better, and a lot of people think it's what we're supposed to endure as a society. It seems that the history of Rome and other empires that pulled the same crap and fell, we're not paying attention to that. Many times we were warned by the patterns that took place, all were ignored, and there led to the fall. So why do we call it a pig book? Call it pork spending. Well, after a while, people who are yearning for real answers and not what is being given to them, they decide to explore. And what they find is a pile of pig shit has caused the rot of our overall society. Yes, there are people that invest in better communities, but they do not invest in the people in those communities. They just invest what they want to look good for their reputation, not caring the indescribable, horrifying ramifications that fall on those that, well, don't really do much investing. And the problem is, when it comes to communities, there is a particular group of people who have more say than the ones that have lived in that community long enough. This is unfortunately the dark history of the city of Newburgh, New York. As much as we want to see change, as much as we want to see a better community, we have to be very mindful of those that step up in our city, because they can make matters a whole lot worse for the people themselves. So just how much pork are you going to let pile up before its rotting stench of hypocrisy wrecks your senses? How much of the spoiled, slimy flesh are you going to let accumulate before it actually starts to turn your stomach? Because you may not smell it. You may be accepting of it, but eventually your body's going to start to reject it in every single way. Until next time, this is once again Beatrice Harris for the 9th season of the Cosmic Collision series, Humanist Rising. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. It's your choice.